Hi. Are you ready to enjoy a nice moment with me? To listen to my voice and stroke yourself until you come? Oh, was that regret that I sensed in you? Why is that? You don't think you'll be able to come for me today? Oh, don't worry. It's okay if you don't. Do not feel pressured to come. I'm only here to make you feel good after all, in any way I can. Just let me take care of your imagination while you take care of yourself under my guidance. Wait, there is it again, that hint of disappointment. Is it something I said? Something in my voice? No, but what's wrong then? You never shied away from playtime before. Huh. So what's changed? Let's see. You are eager, that's true. But also nervous? Bit on the edge, maybe? Oh, I get it now. You're in a public place, aren't you? And I thought I was the naughty one. I knew you, Lou. You wouldn't be that nervous if it were only strangers around you. So that can only mean one thing. You are at work. So unprofessional. So bad. You never disappoint, do you? Such a perverted mind. Well, let's have some fun then. But you know, don't stop working. I wouldn't want to distract you too much. Let's start slow. For now, just imagine that I am here, behind you, barely touching you. Focus on me. Feel my soft breath on the nape of your neck, tickling your skin. Oh, darling, you can let go of that breath you're holding.
What? Darling?
Yes, that's not what you're used to, is it? You would prefer something like Mr. or Daddy or Sir, maybe. Well, look at you. Not so dominant right now. Oh, your hand is twitching, isn't it? I imagine such insolence would get me some spanks, right? You'd like that, right? Slapping my ass until it turns red and I'm a mooning mess, begging you to stop. Oh, just imagine it. Giving me the punishment I deserve and then bending me over your desk or simply fucking me roughly on the floor. That would be nice.
Gotcha. And what a scare, huh? Thought it was one of your co-workers knocking at your door.
That would have been bad, wouldn't it? They'd see you all flustered, fumbling to stop that audio. Oh, maybe. Maybe you'd have more control over yourself than I thought, and you would have kept listening to me while they talked to you about their nonsense. Oh, well. I can feel that you want more than just my breath on your neck, so I think it's time that I touch you a bit. No, I won't undress you. I would never do that in the workplace, no. Such a pervert. I'll just slide my hands under your shirt and slowly caress you. Tease you. Soft fingertips across your skin. I know you can feel them. I knew you want these hands to go lower, down your pants, to gently stroke your cock and relieve all that tension? Or is that what you want to do to yourself?
Of course you do, darling.
I bet you are aching for it right now, wishing you were at home. No. Really? Well then, what if I do this? That's what you wanted, right? Hearing me sucking you. Under your desk, maybe? So eager for you. Making you lose your focus. Lose control and moon a little for me. It's too bad you can't do anything about it, huh? If only you could touch yourself. I know that you're hot for me. I can feel it. I know you just want to grab your cock and jerk yourself off. You just want to feel pleasure to the sound of my voice and me sucking you. Oh, maybe you could. Maybe. Rush to the bathroom. And take care of your needs. You could, right? You want to, right? Then, go. I give you permission, my sweet pervert.